The Trump administration has announced its plan to rescind the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. DACA has offered legal protection to young people who came to the U.S. illegally, granting them work permits and shielding them from deportation. Roughly 800,000 people are DACA recipients. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made the announcement today at the Justice Department, calling DACA unconstitutional.
The policy was implemented unilaterally to great controversy and legal concern after Congress rejected legislative proposals to extend similar benefits on numerous occasions to this same group of illegal aliens. In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions. Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, tell us more about what the attorney general said.
Well, he said the administration was facing a threat of lawsuit, legal action by attorneys general from a number of conservative states, and that's sort of what forced their hand. Those states had already challenged a larger program that the Obama administration tried to put in place back in 2014 and had been successful. Sessions said DACA probably would have fallen to the same legal challenge, and that might have been led to sort of a disorderly unwinding of the program. So instead, the administration decided that an orderly wind down would be preferable to that.
And what does an orderly wind down mean for the Dreamers, for the DACA recipients, people who were brought to the country illegally as kids and maybe haven't spent much time at all in the country that they are from?
It's not going to mean anything right away. There's not going to be an immigration raid or any kind of immediate knock at the door. The DACA permits that they have remain valid, but there won't be any new applications accepted, and there's only a very limited window for DACA holders to renew those permits. So at some point, they will expire on sort of a rolling basis. And that means at that point they will be eligible for deportation. Now, Homeland Security Department says they still won't be a high priority for enforcement, but they'll certainly be at risk of deportation. And that means those long-term dreams will sort of be in limbo.
This is obviously a very controversial move by the administration. What is the line of reasoning that they're using to justify it?
Attorney General Sessions cast this as sort of a defense of the rule of law, a defense of the role of Congress to make immigration law, and not to let the executive sort of run roughshod over what lawmakers decide. And it is that. But make no mistake, Jeff Sessions is also a hardliner on immigration in general. And
right.
So it's not just the turf battle here, but it's also the substance disorder that he takes exception to. He talked about the DACA recipients as taking jobs from native-born Americans. And he even raised the specter that immigration brings crime and violence and the threat of terrorism.
So what's been the reaction so far? I know there are some Republican senators who have already come out and said this is not what they want.
We had House Speaker Paul Ryan, on the one hand, agree with the administration that DACA was an abuse of executive authority, but he also offered kind words for the DACA recipients. He called them young people who came to this country through no fault of their own, and for many, it's the only country they know, sort of echoing the words there of former President Obama. Ryan says it's his hope that both the House and the Senate will be able to find consensus on some sort of permanent legislative solution here that allows the Dreamers to stay.
But what are the chances of that, Scott, given everything else that's going on right now in Washington, can Congress do what it hasn't done yet, which is to do something for these DACA recipients?
It's certainly not a slam dunk. We have seen a variety of lawmakers, including folks like Senator Orrin Hatch, come out in support of some sort of legislative DREAM Act. But Congress tried to pass a law like that in the waning days of 2010. It made it through the House, but was held up by a Republican filibuster in the Senate. And one of the loudest opponents to the DREAM Act at that time was then Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions.
Are we hearing from anybody on Capitol Hill so far who is cheering the decision by the White House to do this?
Yeah, I think you'll hear some hardliners, immigration hardliners on the Hill who will support the administration. And you'll certainly hear Republicans standing up for sort of the defense of congressional prerogative and their opportunity to set immigration policy, not have it taken over by the executive. But at the same time, some will say, okay, now it's time for us to do our job and impose some kind of patch here. That seems to be what President Trump is urging lawmakers to do. Whether they have the bandwidth to do it or not, we shall see.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley with the latest on today's announcement on DACA. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.